Good day and welcome to the Shirley Academy Podcast. This podcast serves the global online healthcare community and is a resource for the healthcare professional to gain relevant, insightful, and current healthcare trends. Your host for today's podcast is Patricia Shirley.
As we explore the topic of authentic leadership, how do we maintain authenticity as a leader? What is key to us maintaining our authenticity? While there are several things that help us to be an authentic leader, such as purpose and value and right relationships, one key thing I'd like to touch on today is adding value to your environment. It is essential for a leader to add value to their environment. That is a key thing to help those around you to be able to help in any organization that you work for, as well as to help to lift others up and to help them to propel and transition and excel in what they are doing. So when we think about adding value, there are four very distinct things that come to mind. The very first thing is that as a leader, we must listen and learn. We cannot undervalue the power that we have as we listen to those around us, as we listen and learn from those that are in our sphere of authority. Often because we are the ones that have to have the answer, we are the ones that have to come up with solutions, there's a temptation to always be speaking, to always offer suggestions and always come to the rescue with every single thing. But that's not always the way to add value. The greatest, point number one, the greatest way is to listen and learn. That's the first key. While there are those other things that we're going to go into and discuss, when you listen, you hear the heart of another person. So often when we discount listening, then we can't hear what the true issue actually is. If you think about, you know, dealing with someone who works for you or someone who you are working with, often a lot of issues can be resolved if we just listen. Because at times people say what is really inside and on their heart. They're going to tell you that through you listening. And sometimes it doesn't just take, you know, a quick, you know, okay, let me just hear what they're saying, or they have this issue, okay, 5 or 10 minutes. And then after they're speaking, we interject and we begin to come up with answers. We have to listen thoroughly, hear the person out. And we also have to learn, because within the listening, we're going to learn what is being done. The person that's speaking to us may give us clues as to what's going on. And you'll hear some of the issues that they are experiencing when you listen. And you will learn how they're doing something, what their process is, the way they're doing something in whatever way that they're doing it. So listening and learning immediately will add a value to the authentic leader. And that's going to be key, because if you truly don't understand something, then you can't come up with the right solution. And it's not to say that you, by listening and by hearing what they say, you will come to the answer, because they may not have it. But it's just a part of also letting another person know that you're hearing them is one point. The second point is that for you, as the person that's coming into the situation, it gives you a different perspective. And it also allows you, by listening, to process the information without readily speaking. And it doesn't place pressure on you to then immediately come up with a solution. It's always okay to say, you know what, I'll get back to you. And while you're listening and processing, you're learning, you're hearing. And again, That's going to be very key to adding value. The person listening to you, they will feel respected. They will feel as if you have truly heard them. They will understand that you are really sensitive to what they are saying. And you will also learn what is actually going on in the situation and what another person's perspective is, and not only your own. And you can actually bring those two things together later when you're processing this information, and you will be able to add further value because you will be coming from not only your perspective, but you will have taken a more global position on whatever issue that is. And you will also have, you know, gotten a good relationship with whoever you're speaking to, because people want to be heard. They want to be listened to. They want to know that what they say also has value to their leader. So you will then gain, you know, a cohesiveness amongst your team. You will gain a cohesiveness amongst those that you work with. So as the authentic leader, when you add value, never underestimate the power of listening and learning. Point number two that I really want to talk about is adding value. Also, you can also add value when you solve a problem. So if we think about many problems, you know, that go on today, I mean, different issues, different situations, it doesn't matter what field you're in. When a person steps into a situation and they're able to solve a problem, it's almost like they're the hero. They're the rescuer of everything. And a good suggestion that turns into solving a problem or analyzing something and then solving a problem immediately adds value to those that have had, you know, several stumbling block or obstacles in that area. Like, for example, I was working for an organization and in my field in healthcare, and one of the major issues was eligibility. There were multiple sites, and at each site, each individual would have to go in and check insurance. So it would take sometimes the person checking it, because it had a large volume of patients, it could take literally 4 to 5 hours a day to check eligibility. Now imagine this across 6 or 7 sites. You know, imagine the frustration of someone doing this all day, someone having an issue, and in the middle of them having an issue, they have to keep remembering, well, I have to move on to the next person that I have to check insurance coverage for. So it became very time consuming, very burdened, and it caused a lot of dissension. Because what would happen is, it's like, you know, the person has to finish the appointment schedule, you know, patients need to be seen. So it's like, oh, so-and-so is holding me up because, you know, they're still checking eligibility, or if something wasn't done timely enough, or if enough notes are not left in the system, or if, again, just the time consuming trying to crunch the time causes, you know, inaccuracies, sometimes mistake, errors. Is just a lot of tension over this issue. So this had been going on for quite some time. And when I came in, I looked at it and I said, the first thing I thought about was, how do we take away this tension? How do we resolve this issue? And the first thing I thought, I said, okay, I think we should merge this process because, you know, everyone is doing the same thing. Although they're in different locations, they're all doing the same thing. And then I thought about, what could we do to make this easier? You know, and I came up with different solutions, different ways of doing it, different protocols, different systems. And at the end of it, after meeting with everybody and after going through the processes, I looked at it, and the solution was to put money in to a program that would actually run the eligibility automated, okay, and then give back results by location of site to each of the individuals doing it. They would review it the night before, and then any issues or concerns, when the person came in, they would leave notes on those particular accounts. So As I thought about it, I looked at the process, looked at the system. I came up with the solution, met with everybody. We discussed it. And at the end of the day, it was like, yes, thank you. We've been going through this for so long. I am glad you was able to like solve this. You know, it was just like, you know, as an authentic leader, as someone who, you know, you have to maintain your originality. You have to maintain who you are. You know, adding value is just essential because that lets the staff know, that lets the people know that you're partnering with them, right? That you care about what they care about, and it solves a problem. So when you're solving a problem, you immediately add value. I mean, you solve a problem on so many different issues. So that solved a problem with communication errors. It solved a problem financially. So solving problems is another way that you can immediately add value, and you can show your authenticity in how you solve the problem, how you deal with it, how you handle it, how did I assess it. So that shows your authenticity as a leader, and it also adds a value. And it's really just great to be able to look at something and know that you've had a part in it. And then when I think about, again, adding value, I think about showing someone a better way, you know, and it may seem redundant. So I'm telling you, you know, oh, solve a problem. And then you listen to that. So now I'm saying, well, show someone a better way. Well, isn't solving a problem showing someone a better way? No. Because solving a problem is something that you're presented with, and then you come up with a solution. Showing someone a better way is something that you observe. So in the course of your day, and when you're interacting in an organization, or whether you're even doing something, working with another person, or working on something even with your own business, when you recognize and you have that aha moment, like, wait a minute, there's a better way to do this. You know, there's a better way for me to do my postings. I'm an entrepreneur. Well, let me check out. I noticed that there's a couple of things that I see that there can be automatic posting, and I can set the time and I can set certain things to go, and I don't have to manually continuously go in and continue to post. So when you realize through just regular everyday steps that there's a better way to do something, that also immediately adds value. It adds value to you personally. It'll add value to your organization. So we have to begin to look at showing someone, even ourselves, a better way of doing something and adding value to our process, to our system. And the last thing I just wanted to touch on was really helping someone to see from a different perspective, right? So when you think about adding value, if you have a different mindset on how to do something or how to see a particular issue or how to handle a confrontation or how to come up with a solution from a meeting or whatever you run into, right? If you help someone to look at it from a different perspective, you know, that they haven't looked at it before, you can help them to process it, not according to your perspective per se, but just a perspective that may be a better way of looking at things, you know. And often I find when you have to work interdepartmentally, when you have to work cross-organizationally, and when you handle things with multiple layers and levels of individuals, communication and perception and all those things can get kind of twisted, and it becomes difficult to have like really good communication with people when, you know, sometimes another person's perspective about a situation may be off. It could be the way someone said something, how they viewed something, something that you gave out and a response was given about it. And maybe, again, you know, sometimes we take things personally. You know, sometimes we don't take critiques very well. So I think really helping someone to see from a different perspective is really essential in adding value into any environment. So really, I, again, as an authentic leader, honing in on these skills, ensuring that this value being added to those that are around you is really something that we really can grow in every day and something we really need to explore and look at. So just as a recap, I just want to encourage you to maintain your authenticity, because when you think about being authentic, there are many things that come into play. But one of them, as I said in the beginning, is adding value. In your authenticity and who you are, how do you add value to your environment? You can add value by listening and learning, as I said, by solving a problem, as I said, showing someone a better way, helping someone to see from a different perspective. Those are four key ways that you can add value to an environment. And each thing you can bring your specific insight into each and every area, how you see things, how you view things. Often, as leaders, we like to mentor or model. And I think mentoring and I think modeling is really a great thing. It's an amazing thing to be able to glean from someone else's experience and not have to walk through certain mistakes that they made or failures. However, we are to glean what we need, but that does not prevent us from standing in our own leadership style, our own authenticity, and our own way of doing things. We have to bring that newness, that freshness, that change, because that's really why we are there. Because an authentic leader understands impact. And that's another topic, so I'm going to kind of cut it off right now, but we're going to be delving in even further about authenticity and leadership. We're going to be talking about impact. We're going to be talking about purpose. We're going to be discussing right relationships. So I encourage you, as this podcast is ending, to just think about the ways that you can add value to your environment and what you bring as an authentic leader. And I encourage you today, as you think about it, begin to write things down. Begin to really know your difference. Begin to think about the four areas that we just discussed: listening and learning, solving a problem, showing someone a better way, and helping someone to see from a different perspective, and see where that fits with you. Do you do that in your environment? And what examples can you come up with that will show that you are doing these things? And really think about how you make an impact. So I encourage you to join in next time as we continue on our topic of authentic leadership.
For more information on Shirley Academy or Patricia, follow her on Instagram at ShirleyAcademy360 and on Twitter at Shirley_Academy. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and share the podcast by telling a friend about it.